The Atlantic salmon, Salmoseller, isn't just a fish. It's a silvery scaled icon of North America's rivers and coasts. Imagine gliding through the crisp currents of Maine's Penobscot River or the misty fjords of British Columbia, where these anadromous champions leap waterfalls with muscular grace. Born in freshwater gravel beds, they spend 1 to 3 years as parr, tiny camouflaged juveniles hiding under rocks from hungry herons. Then, triggered by moon phases and water temperature, they transform into smolt, their bodies turning sleek and silver, ready for the ocean. This metamorphosis is pure magic. Their kidneys adapt to salt water, their scales harden like liquid armor, and they imprint on their home river's scent, a GPS they'll need years later. Atlantic salmon are epic travelers. They navigate thousands of miles across the North Atlantic, dodging tuna and seals, feeding on krill and caplin to bulk up. Their flesh turns coral pink from Aztec sand and incrustations, a hue so prized that farms add synthetic pigment to feed. Wild salmon, though, are vanishing. Dams fragment rivers, climate change warms streams, starving eggs of oxygen. Farms breed sea lice epidemics, while overfishing slashes populations. Yet hope flickers indigenous tribes like Maine's Penobscot-led restoration. Removing dams and tracking spawners via sonar, chefs champion wild caught quotas, and when you grill a full egg glazed with maple syrup, you taste resilience. Each bite honors their 7-million-year evolution. From ice age survivors to emblems of ecological balance. In kitchens, salmon is versatility incarnate. Cedar plank roasting channels Pacific Northwest traditions. Cured gravlax whispers of Scandinavian winters. Nutritionally, it's a powerhouse. Omega-3 fatty acids boost brain health. Vitamin D fights seasonal gloom, and selenium shields cells. For anglers, hooking a 20-pounder is a rite of passage. The rod bending like a willow in a storm, the reel screaming as the fish runs. Yet respect underpins this thrill. Catch and release rules dominate, with barbels hooks minimizing harm. Folklore paints them as wise old souls. Meme legends say salmon taught humans to share. Today, they symbolize both abundance and fragility, a mirror to our relationship with nature. Protecting them means rewilding rivers, reducing plastic waste, and listening to the water's ancient song.